Hi everyone. Hello, 大家好. Hello, 大家好. This is the host with a name that rhymes with leather, weather, and feather. I'm running out of ideas for my intro if you haven't noticed, so feel free to give me any suggestions or thoughts. I hope y'all are commenting and supporting each other below. It always feels better to know that others are also learning or struggling and even practicing along your side. I try my best every time to comment and or like as many of your recordings as I can. If I only liked your recording, then it means your pronunciation was on point. If somehow I did not like or comment on your recording, I apologize. Feel free to look at comments I left for other people if you would like to improve your pronunciation. I noticed that many people have similar issues with certain words in their sentence. I purposely picked a short video for today since it's Monday. 每个周末就咻一声就过了。What are you usually up to on the weekends? Other than listen to my pronunciation challenge, that is. I'm usually a bed potato myself for a day, and you might not have heard of bed potato because I kind of made that word up.
对，应该你们最常听到的就是 couch potato。但我家里没有沙发，就变成我要躺在床上。
When I'm a bed potato, I'm usually watching dramas, TV shows, and YouTube videos that I miss throughout the week. And on the other day, I usually meet up with friends or a language exchange with someone.
我之前在6月1号星期一的口说挑战掌握在语言交换不是在开玩笑的，我真的有几乎每个礼拜去语言交换。
Oops, I went on a tangent again and sidetracked it away from today's video. Today's video is about writing a cover letter.
那中文会说 cover letter 是求职信或自我推荐函。广东话应该就是求职信或自我推荐书。我同事他们说在台湾很少会要 cover letter， 如果要的话就直接叫 CL。
I also wanted to talk about differences between what employers want to see or hear about in Taiwan versus the US. Let's first go over the sentence and I will talk a bit more about my experiences applying for jobs and interviewing in Taiwan and the US. The sentence of the day is, this being said, try not to be intimidated by the job description as most candidates won't fit in all the requirements. I'll say this one more time in a slower pace so you can hear my pronunciation. This being said, try not to be intimidated by the job description as most candidates won't fit all the requirements. So the sentence I chose today has words that have a bit more syllables than in the previous pronunciation challenges on Saturdays. The first tip when saying the sentence is to make sure that you have a slight pause after the word said because of the comma. For the word intimidated, it's a 5-syllable word, and you want to make sure that the I in the middle, you pronounce it as ah. So it's intimidated and not intimidated. And for the word description, it's a 3-syllable word. For the T-I-O-N, you want to pronounce that T as a sh sound. So description and not description. The word candidates or candidates also has 3 syllables. And so for the ending, you can pronounce it as day or dit, so candidates or candidates. The last word to watch out for when you're pronouncing it is requirements, and that's a 4-syllable word. And that R-E in the middle, you want to pronounce that as R, so requirements. The vocab for the day are the words that I pointed out to watch out for. So that's intimidate, description, candidate, and requirement. Intimidate means to be scared or threatened by someone, and sometimes that's used to persuade someone to do something that you want them to do. And an example of using that word in a sentence is, writing a cover letter can be a bit intimidating for some people. Description is the information that you can see or read or hear that's about someone or something. The job description and your description of your skills have to match. A candidate is someone who is competing for something like a job, a position in the government, or a college program. You always want to stand out as a candidate. And a requirement is something that you must do or something you need. You don't always have to qualify for all of their requirements. based on my own experience, I think it's okay not to have enough years of work experience. This usually is the employer or company's ideal amount of experience that someone has. I think the job description and requirements list is like a wish list that the employer has. Obviously, if they can find someone that fits in all of their requirements, it would be perfect. But if there isn't, they usually will be a bit more flexible. And if they're desperately looking for someone to fill that spot, they will consider people who don't fit all the requirements. And I'm saying this as someone who has mostly applied for jobs at a starting level and not really as a manager and for sure not as a CEO or executive director. I think for those higher up positions, you do want to have at least a few years of experience since they are looking for people who know how to manage others and work with multiple projects. On the other hand, I've heard before that sometimes the degree is not always what they're looking for. If you have the experience and not a degree, say a master's degree that they're looking for, sometimes that experience that you've had can be equivalent to it, or they're more willing to find another position in the company or organization for you, since you seem very fitting for their place. And for my experience in Taiwan versus the US, I've noticed that in Taiwan, the employers really want to know you on a personal level. They'll ask more questions about your family, your background, your experiences, and they will definitely want to see a picture of you. As for the US, they're a little bit more objective. They want to know more about the skills you can offer and how you would react during certain situations. They're pretty big about your critical thinking and kind of how you are as a person under a work environment or stress. They will also never ask for a picture of you. On my own cover letter, I usually include a little bit about myself, my educational background, work experience that matches or is similar to what the employer is looking for, key skills that I have that the company is seeking, something that shows how their mission or vision is the type of work or work environment that I'm hoping to work in, and my contact information. And in English, there's a saying, fake it until you make it. And it doesn't mean to lie, but it's kind of a well-known secret that most people don't know how to do everything that they're required for their job on their first day. People are always learning as they work. I hope Monday wasn't too rough on you, and thanks for listening and taking on this pronunciation challenge by recording yourself and saying the featured sentence. Please like and leave a comment for each other below. If you read the description for this pronunciation challenge, 那你们就留言跟我讲你们现在的职业还是工作是什么，或是你梦想中的职业是什么。I'll continue to be your weekend and weekday starter, so listen to me next time. 我们一起努力吧，我们一起努力。